Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Gospel according to John. Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that the disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does it shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I've spoken to you are spirit and life, but there some of you do not believe." This indeed from the beginning, the ones who would not believe, and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life, and no longer accompanied him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus spoke about the future sacrament of the Blessed Sacrament. The bread and wine become his body and blood. Many people said it's very hard to believe, and they left. And Jesus asked them to remain disciples. "What about you?" And Peter said, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Yes. It's hard to understand. Jesus did change his word to eat his flesh and drink his blood. This is the Blessed Sacrament. And Peter represents us, tell Jesus, "You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and I'm convinced that you are the Holy One of God." So let's ask Jesus to give us this strength, this faith, to believe in the Blessed Sacrament. He's there. When we receive him, God is within us. It's what St. Paul says, "Today is not that I live, but Christ lives within us." So if it's very apparent way, Jesus' life becomes our life. We enter into his life. It's much a blessing. Can't imagine. Let us live well the spirit of divine life in us. Jesus, we have many little faith. Give us strength. Let us believe in your love for us. Jesus, we trust in you. Jesus, give us strength so that what St. Paul says, "Today is not that I live, but Christ lives in us."